It's Tuesday, October 22nd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The die has been cast. Yesterday was the deadline for the government of Northern Ireland to reconvene if it was to prevent the last nation in the Western world to capitulate to legalized abortion, reports Axios. The pro-lifers attempted a last-ditch effort to pass the Unborn Child Act of 2019, but Irish Speaker of the House Robin Newton refused to allow the proceeding, given that the Sinn Féin party members did not show up, and they could not elect a new speaker for the assembly. You can email Speaker Newton to object in an email address we have listed in the transcript today at theworldview.com. So, the UK Parliament's decision to provide access to abortion in Northern Ireland in July will stand. Over the last several years, the nationalist Sinn Féin Party has gained the reputation of being the pro-abortion party in both Irelands. Sinn Féin gained its reputation as being the political arm of the Irish Republican Army. Psalm 59, verse 2 says, "Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloodthirsty men. Awake to help me, and behold, you therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to punish all the nations." The judge in the lawsuit against the Center for Medical Progress, a pro-life group, allowed for the showing of a 5-minute video featuring some of the more grisly details related to the trafficking of the body parts of aborted children. The film highlighted Planned Parenthood's medical director, Dr. Deborah Nucatola, speaking to the harvesting of baby hearts, lungs, livers, and heads. According to a report from Operation Rescue, one observer said, quote, "The jury was stunned. It was the first time during the 3-week trial that they had seen any of the debated video. It was a game changer and a huge victory for the pro-life defendants," end quote. Some of the jury members were in tears as they watched the video, and another held his face in his hands, according to observers. Lauren Daigle won both Artist of the Year and Contemporary Album of the Year at the 50th Dove Awards ceremony in Nashville last week. Hillsong won the Best Worship Album, and Kirk Franklin won Best Gospel Album. According to Charisma Magazine, Franklin has come under fire over the last several years for his opposition to homosexuals converting to heterosexuality and his refusal to call homosexual behavior sinful. Similarly, Lauren Daigle stepped into the controversy late last year. The Christian pop singer was asked about homosexual behavior on the Dominic Natty Show.
"Do you feel that homosexuality is a sin?"
You know, I can't honestly answer on that. I have too many people that I love. They are homosexual. I can't say one way or the other. I'm not God.
Proverbs 25, verse 26 says that a righteous man who falters before the wicked is like a murky spring and a polluted well. It's the largest turning away from the faith in American history. Pew Research has released a new report on church attendance. Now, only 31% of Americans attend church weekly, down from 39% just 10 years ago. Weekly church attendance in America has varied between 40% and 49% since the 1930s. It has only been in the last 10 years that church attendance has fallen into the low 30s. Among millennials, Protestant affiliation dropped 23% in 10 years, and Catholic affiliation dropped 36%, while atheists and agnostics increased by 60%. Also, there has been an 11% drop in the proportion of Americans who call themselves evangelicals in the last 10 years. And finally, a pastor from the UK, Puyen Mershashi, preached a message on the Christian life this past Lord's Day, exhorting the congregation at Hope Baptist Church in Wake Forest, North Carolina, to be awake and sober. Pastor Mershashi pointed out that Western Christians are walking across the enchanted ground, where the distractions are likely to put us to sleep.
"All the changes that are happening in the United Kingdom, it seems to be every month there is something new, some new attack upon the family. Something new, a change that is coming, pressures, all kinds of distractions from every angle."
He urged Christians to fear God, read the Word of God, and apply the law of God in their everyday Christian lives. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, October 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.